Come on, give it to Jesus. He's worthy of your clapping and your rejoicing. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank Him for yesterday, for the testimonies, for souls that were saved, for lives that were transformed. Go ahead and give Him praise. Go ahead and bless His name. Go ahead, come on. For Manchester, London people don't go to church. I'm sure you heard me when I read the statistics. Go ahead and just bless the name of the Lord. It pleased the pastor has not been to. Go ahead and bless the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise. I don't know about you.
I have a reason to praise the Lord.
I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to dance before you. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise. Sing that song with me.
I have a reason to praise the Lord.
I have a reason to praise the Lord. I have a reason to praise the Lord.
I have a reason to praise the Lord.
Big Oluwaga, Odara. Hey,
Odara.
Big Oluwaga. Oh Dara, oh Dara, see me, oh
yeah.
Epa mi gbega 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 gbega. Oh Dara, Big Oluwaga.
Oh
Dara, see me, oh
yeah.
Big Oluwaga. Oh Dara. Oh, oh, eh,
Odara.
Big Oluwaga, Odara. Hey,
Odara.
Eba mi gbega gbega.
Gbega gbega.
Come on, join the song.
Gbega
Odara. Big Oluwaga,
Odara.
Mo Odara si mi,
eh.
Jehovah, oh Yama,
oh Yama, oh Yama, oh Yama, oh Yama,
Jehovah, oh Yama,
oh Yama, oh Yama,
oh Yama,
oh Yama,
you are so good to call
oh,
you God,
oh Yama,
Jehovah, oh Yama,
oh Yama, oh Yama,
Jehovah, oh Yama,
oh Yama.
Jehovah,
oh Yahweh,
oh
Yahweh, oh Yahweh.
Let's celebrate Jesus if you believe it. If our all here turn into tongues, they are not enough to thank God. Father, we give you the praise. Since you inspire the writing of the word, inspire the speaking and the teaching, so that both the speaker and the hearer will be catapulted to where they belong.
Amen.
Terrify the enemy.
Amen.
Glorify Jesus.
Amen.
Edify the believers.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Come on, let's celebrate Jesus as we take a seat. Thank you, music guys. Love you right back. God bless you. Psalm 62. I want to start reading from verse 11. Psalm 62. Amen. God has spoken once, But twice I've heard that number one, power belongs to God. What belongs to God? How many times have you heard that? Twice. In verse 12, the Bible says also, to you, O Lord, belongs mercy. For you render to each one according to his work. I can't believe power belongs to God without believing mercy belongs to God. I don't know if you are paying attention at the scriptures that we read during prayers about mercy. In Psalm 103 and verse 13, I love verse 13. He says, as the father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. If you read verse 11, the Bible says, as heavens are high above the earth, the heavens, as high as they are above the earth. Do you know how high they are? They're so high. There are three heavens. I hope you know that. That's what the Bible teaches. Paul says, I was caught up to the third heavens. And we know there's one where it's called Cosmocrotorus, where demons live. And we know there's another one where we have the solar system. But as high as the heavens, he's from the earth. How high? In case you're trying to calculate it, that is how high the mercy of God is towards those who fear him. Those who reverentially love him. In Lamentations 3, verse 22. I want to read 22 and 23. Hallelujah. It is through the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I can spend a year preaching on this. We would have been consumed if not for the mercy of the Lord. Because his compassion failed not. Verse 23 says they are new every morning. For me, the New Testament, they are new every moment. But today is another morning. Receive new mercy. Receive new mercy. Can you see from the scripture that mercy is not for forgiveness of sin alone? Mercy is an asset a child of God has. That if they didn't explain to you, you will not know you have an asset. Everybody in this place, you have it. But not everybody has activated it in their lives. The reason why, see, the enemy could kill you when you were coming to church today. It would have killed you. The reason why he couldn't touch you is because of the mercy of the Lord. The Bible says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what you saw that you are crying about, that you are blaming God about, is a shadow of what the enemy would have done. He said, for you are with me. You are with me. The reason why the enemy couldn't go further is because he's with you. It is true, the mercy of the Lord that we're not consumed. For his mercy, his compassion, do not fail. I believe his compassion will not fail in your life. The reason why the enemy has not been able to sink you. In your place of work, everybody lost their job. But you got another one. Or maybe you've not gotten a job, but you're surviving. By the design of the enemy, you should have denied God. Oh, I had an accident. Do you know people didn't have accident that's up to yours? They are dead. Somebody in the UK, not in Nigeria, he wanted to remove an ear. They removed his liver or something. Oh, or kidney. They said, sorry. They even wrote on the blog that they should compensate him. What compensation do you want to give to someone that you remove? No fault. Not in Nigeria. In the UK. Somebody spoke to me, somebody very close to me. They had, I don't have details again, but I think they had 3 children or so. Then they got a job to go to the UK. The wife was pregnant. She discovered she was pregnant when they were going to the UK. That's it. This society does not encourage a lot of children. So they aborted the child. But the certification demands that they did a DNA. Found out that all the children were not his. The one that was his own was the one they aborted. I'm not telling you what I read in a paper. This happened to someone close to me. Now, what myself and the person said about that individual was, he lacked mercy. You don't fully understand what I'm saying. At least one should have been his own. And he's around 60. Where will he start from? If not for the mercy of the Lord, the adversary would have terminated you. You will not be here today. I'm in Abuja. People are building houses. I've done build, but you are healthy. You are not in the hospital. Do you know people are going to the hospital every day, spending 5 hours in the hospital? 3 times a week, 4 times a week. They have an appointment. I was listening to a doctor. He was sitting at another doctor that you are talking too peaceably with this. This person will not come back. You must care this person. So that he will come back. They didn't know I was listening. They were talking about another man. It is because of his mercy that we are not consumed. I pray in the name of Jesus, mercy will not elude you. The mercy of God shields us. Do you know how many mistakes you've made this year? Even in your church. People you are not supposed to talk to that you talk to. A lady spoke to me. Not that I read it in the book. A lady spoke to me that she met somebody in church. And the person was telling her about a snake. When she was in school, this one, that one. So after a while, she broke away from the girl and she began to see snakes. Everywhere she went to, she began to see snakes. It was the mercy of the Lord that preserved her. She's still in church. She's still alive. Nobody has gone to that path and returned back whole, if not for the mercy of the Lord. You know, like Lot, what did the angels do? They pushed Lot inside. They dealt with the enemy. That's what mercy does. Mercy is what shielded you from sicknesses. Some of you know, everybody is born with a cell for cancer on the inside. As you are breathing right now, there's a cell, a cancer cell inside you. Everybody. But you've not been declared that you had cancer. Every day of your life. It's the mercy of God. Oh, I don't believe I will say, you know, it's just normal. But we Christians know it's the mercy of God. Blind Bartimaeus was blind. What happens to people that are blind? They see only darkness. They don't know the color of the jacket you're wearing. They don't know the food they are eating. They only see darkness. This guy was tired. I will talk about faith maybe tomorrow or day after if the Lord allows me. How you use your faith to access mercy. What blind Bartimaeus did was he took away the jacket that he was using to beg at that spot and threw it away. What was he saying? I won't need it anymore. You know, people told blind Bartimaeus, I'm reading to you a story from Mark chapter 10. If you read from verse 48 and 49, you'll see that story there. People told him, shh, the master don't, see, the decorums around the master, you don't shout like this. See, if someone says, I don't like this food, it's possible the person that did the room service will cover it up. But if you shouted, the manager will show up and say, What's the problem? I don't like this food. Too much salt. It is the person that shouts the most that they will attend to instantly. That's why you can't be passionless when you're praying. People warned him. Shh. Crowd was following Jesus. All of them, half doubting, half faith. But blind Bartimaeus heard about Jesus Christ, that he was the son of David. Then he shouted in verse 48. They warned him, but he cried out all the more. He said, son of David, have mercy on me. I've never seen anybody ask God for mercy in the Bible. I'm not saying life. I don't know. But the ones I can read in the Bible, nobody has ever asked God for mercy in the Bible, and God withheld the mercy from me. Nobody. Jesus, son of David. He kept on walking. But when he said, have mercy on me, he stopped. Jesus stood still and commanded that they called him. Today, angels will look for you. In the name of Jesus. God will stop everything he's doing in heaven because of you in the name of Jesus. Is saying to him, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Rise. He's calling you. He's calling you. You know the story. Out that verse 50, the Bible says, throwing aside his garment. You see the Okada riders. Lekki, phase one. Zone two. That was what gave them the right to pick people. That guy had a jacket. That was what gave him the right to beg on that spot. He threw it away. I won't need it anymore. I've seen the ultimate. Doctors would have given what he went through a name, glaucoma. He said, this thing don't have value when I see the sun. What healed him? Mercy. He said, I'm tired of this darkness. I'm tired of begging. Come on, talk to me. I'm tired of being on the spot. Have mercy on me. He didn't say heal me. Mercy is versatile. The master said, which one of the mercy do you need? Jesus said to him, look at that. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Because mercy is versatile. What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said, Rabboni, meaning teacher, that I may receive my sight. See, if I can see. That's why in the rain, you can't run with your car. Because you can't see clearly. If I can see, I won't be begging here. If I can see, I can see the beauty of life. I would have seen you. Let me see. And the master said to him, verse 52, go your way. Your faith for stopping, for removing your clothes, for asking me for mercy. Your faith, he called that faith. Because he should have been intellectual enough to know that, you know, this thing happening to your eyes is a trick tree. This thing happening to your eyes, you know, by what I've seen, you can't recover again. But he made the ultimate that can revive. Every manufacturer has a spare part. Receive yours where you are. Receive yours where you are. Number two, I'm out of time. Be desperate in prayer. Be desperate in prayer. In Matthew 15:23. I wish I had time, I would have read the old story to you. You know the story. But he answered her, not a word, because the woman was begging, please heal my child. Heal my daughter. His disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. She was desperate. There's a way you pray, Father. I just thank you. Reba Saka Kaba. God to say, please. Is there any desperate person in that place? He answered another one. Look at verse 20, 24. I'm reading Matthew 15. He answered her and said, I was not sent to you, because the woman was from Syrophoenicia. She was a Syrophoenician woman. I'm only sent to the lordship of Israel. In verse 25. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, she didn't sing a song, Lord, have mercy or help me. Have mercy on me or help. Are you here that men have concluded that next week we will deal with you? And you are quiet. Have you received a medical report that is terminal? Have you received from your financial director or your advisor that with this you should file bankruptcy? You should go back to your country. She worshipped him. Worship is powerful. Say, Lord, help me. Verse 26. And he answered her and said, it is not good to take the children's bread. You are a non-believer. I can't take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. I can't do that. You have to be born again. And I've not died on the cross. She answered, she said, yes, Lord, I know. But even the little dogs, they eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is your faith. What is great in her faith? She insisted in the place of prayer. It was not time. How many know that it was not time when he did his first miracle recorded? He said, woman, that was his mom. He said, it's not my time. He said, don't mind it. Whatever he tells you, do it. Let it be to you as you desire. So mercy can be unto you as you desire. And her daughter was healed that very hour. Now I want to ask you a question before I go forward. Don't you think the physicians told her that that girl must have been suffering from something hereditary? She saw some bacteria. So when the bacteria meets with viruses, and they will have a name for it. But there's a Greek physician. There's a balm in Gilead. Listen to me. The doctors are not lying. They have proofs. But that's how far they know. But there's a balm in Gilead. I pray that your story will be what some people will hear. And they will believe God more. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Luke 11, quickly guys. Luke 11 verse 5. I want to read from 5 to 10. The Bible says, he said to them, which one of you have a friend and go to him at midnight saying, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come on his journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not trouble me. The door is now shut. My children are in the bed. I cannot rise up. Remember, the floor was not cemented. I would dirty my legs again. I said to you, though he will not rise and give him because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, that's where I'm going. He will rise and give him as many, don't forget that, as he needs. That was why Jesus asked the blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Do you want something beyond opening the eyes? Mercy can do it. You want more money? Mercy can do it. Come on, talk to me. You want to be the chairman in this place? Mercy can do it. Anything you want, what do you want me to do for you? And the man said, even if you open blind eyes, it's okay. Verse 9, so I said to you, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be open. You know what the Greek says? Keep on asking. Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. That's what the Greek says. Verse 10 is where I'm going. For everyone, whether you are Igbo, Ekiti, Ibira, Hausa, everyone who asks, what does he do? He saves. The problem is you've not asked. I've been sharing a mercy. You are still contemplating, is it true? We have pastors say that. What does he mean by that? You are still analyzing. Analysis, paralysis. Sit down there. Everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. He who knocks, it will be. Today, as you knock, mercy shall be open to you. I say mercy shall be open to you. I thought I would be able to exegete to you today Hebrews chapter 5, but I'm out of time. I'm already out of time. Number three, thanksgiving is more powerful than you thought. Apart from persistence in prayer, thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know the interpretation of the tongues that we have adopted in this church. Musikalite. What can the thing say is, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. It should not depart from your mouth. You can give thanks always. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Do you know they wanted to pull down this building? Because you are supposed to leave a space of 5 meters from the fence. That's the rule in Abuja. That's the rule. You know the story. How that I entered into thanksgiving. I was so scared. They told me to my face that they would design another one for me. Since you've gone to build this in Germany. No. We designed another. We didn't even see a cross in front of it. Is that a church? And they said to my hearing, not that someone told me, it will be finer than the mosque. You know that children's church? The reason why we stopped at the floor, we stopped, was the development control director at the time sat in the bus in front of the church and said, no, this will be intimidating. So let's keep it there. But now we can see we want to raise it up because the hotel opposite there is higher. Pray, come on, are you just quiet? We don't mind to pull it down and build something else. Hallelujah. You know the story, how that I went out to urinate and one of them came out and said, when you go inside, see this. I won't tell you what they said, as she said. Say this and say this and say this. I just got inside and I did like I've done my research. And I said, do you know I called the guy later and said, what can I give you? He said, nothing. Nothing. I just wanted to tell you. It's the mercy of God. Receive that mercy. Let me close. I'm not out of revelation. I should have read like 5 scriptures to you. Just to show you some things. Psalm 18 verse 3. Let me close here. Because I want you to thank the Lord for your life. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised. That is the way I'll be saved from my enemies. That is the way. No other way. Don't look for any other way. Don't be asking questions. Lord, how will you say? That is the way. I will call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from poverty, from sickness. That is the way I'll be saved from my enemies. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I command every enchantment to backfire. Anybody fighting an enigma? Anybody fighting an enchantment? I command it to backfire right now. I decree and declare over you, you are not a candidate for enchantment. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Everything the enemy budgeted in your life for this Christmas, whether obituary, I don't know what it is. I prophesy your adversary shall be disappointed. Can I have a better amen, somebody? I command the power of mercy to be louder in your life. A lot of you, mercy has eluded you. Because of the way you've arrogated yourself. Particularly if you're on social media. You must watch it. You must watch it. Humility and mercy go together. It gives more grace to the humble. It resists the proud. Maybe it will take you a year to believe me. Maybe you don't believe the word, but you believe your experiences. He resists. If a demon resists you, we can bind the demon. If God is resisting you, who will bind God? That's why your prayer seems to be entering voicemail. You pray a lot. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I command as your pastor, the voice on the power of mercy shall be loud in your life. May mercy show in everything you do. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands. Please don't play church. Thank God for mercy. Invoke the mercy on your health. On your children. Maybe yours on man yet. On your marriage. The mercy of God. Your school, your career. The mercy of God. Hey, I don't belong to the clique. That's why they help. It's because mercy has not fought for you. It was God that told Laban not to touch Jacob. That was mercy. Your helper will not be able to sleep until they help you. That's mercy. Come on, somebody. Thank God for mercy. Come on.